Hello, Audioboo. I wanted to do a boo on this topic of photos with Audioboos and whether visually impaired people should upload more photos with their Audioboos. I know this discussion has already been going on for quite a while, and it has since I first began to hear boos on this. That was maybe yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday, and which was the 9th, and I wanted to reply then, but I felt I should listen. I knew there was a few more boos on my timeline about it, so I wanted to listen to them before I commented. And then in the meantime, this discussion's become a bit more heated, and so I kind of wish I commented earlier on, because I know now that people are getting a bit tired of hearing about it. Some people are anyway, so I'm sorry if you're fed up of hearing about this, but I did want to comment on it. As I say, I wanted to comment on it yesterday, so I have decided I will make some comments. I've actually tried to do this boo several times and realised that I've been rambling, so I'm going to try to be a bit more concise this time. Many of the things I was going to say have actually been covered by other people already. So, I heard a couple of responses to this to Dolores' boo, and I hadn't actually heard Dolores', so I went back and listened to hers. And yeah, the initial couple of responses had interested me, and I began to think about what I would say as a response. As many people have pointed out, it's not easy to take a photograph if you're blind or you're quite significantly visually impaired. For me, I'm partially sighted, and I am actually in a position where I can take photographs. But actually, I haven't been taking photographs because I've been booing from my iPad, which is an iPad 1, and so it doesn't have a camera. And yes, I could take photographs on my camera separately and then go to the computer and attach them to my boos later on. But that's complicated. And so, yeah, I understand, why some visually impaired people don't want to take photographs or find it difficult to take photographs. And then if that's the case, if you do find it difficult to take a photograph, there are ways around it, but I understand why you don't want to be doing it on a regular basis. Because, yeah, if I can't be bothered to take some photographs on my camera and attach them to boos, or search the web for an appropriate image and attach them to my boo, then, you know, I understand why you wouldn't want to bother having to ask other people to look at your photographs, or make lots of attempts to look at photographs and then try and pick a good one, or whatever you would have to do. One of the good things about Audioboo is that it's nice and simple, and quick and easy to use. And so, yeah, if it becomes complicated trying to take photographs, that would just completely put you off. And I don't think it's necessary to have a photograph with every boo. And that's not just for visually impaired people, that's for anybody. It very much depends on what your boo is about. And I do think, you know, really you want to keep your photograph relevant to your boo. For example, I've heard people talking about coffee, so they've taken a photograph of their coffee, which is relevant to the boo. It does give a good representation of what that boo is about. But another recent boo is that I've heard about swearing, and that's not an easy topic to take a photograph on. The only real thing you could take a photograph of would be a swear word written down, and you don't necessarily want to do that. So it's not a topic where taking a photograph is really that appropriate. Yeah, I don't think a photograph is necessary with every boo. But I don't know if Dolores has been slightly misinterpreted. I'm not sure that she was saying that every boo should have a photograph anyway. I think, as I said, I think photographs can be used where they're relevant. But if they're not relevant, there shouldn't be a need for photographs. I wanted to explain a little bit, perhaps, for people who can't see the Audio Boo website, just to say that photographs have always been part of the website, both profile photographs and photographs that you can attach to Boos. And they also appear in the app, I should say. The photos do appear in the app. So it's not a new thing to have photographs. And so it's not a big change in Audio Boo saying, oh, now suddenly we're going to add photographs. It's something that was always there. Perhaps in the new design, you would say that the photographs are a little bit more prominent when you view the website. And they have redesigned the website to try and make it more visually appealing in the hope of getting more people in, or when people come across the website, to draw them in a bit and actually get them interested enough to play some of the audio.